Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a classic old-school drum and bass DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 with that jungle swing, dusty breakbeat energy, and resampled, chopped-up vibe that feels like it came straight off a dubplate or a live set recording. This is an intermediate resampling exercise, so the big idea here is not just programming a break. We're going to make the groove feel right, print it to audio, then re-edit that audio like a DJ or sampler operator. That's where the character really comes from. We want movement, tension, and that slightly imperfect old-school feel that makes jungle intro so addictive. Start by setting your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. If you want it to feel a little more classic and rooted in early jungle, stay around 170 to 172. If you want it to lean a bit more modern DNB, go up to 174. Then set up a few tracks so your session stays organized. Name them Ambience, Break, Break Resample, Sub or Bass Hint, FX, and then make return tracks for delay and reverb. That setup matters more than people think. A good jungle intro is not just a loop, it's a little arrangement system. It should feel like a real workflow, with atmosphere, drums, space, and tension all having their own lane. Now let's build the mood bed first. On the Ambience track, add something like a vinyl crackle sample. Take hiss, rain, room tone, crowd noise, or even a dark ambient stab played very quietly. Then process it with EQ8, auto filter, reverb, and if you want more grime, a little redux or vinyl distortion. Keep this layer subtle. You are not trying to make the ambience the star. You're just giving the break something to live inside of. A lot of old school intros work because the drums don't feel naked. There's always some kind of dusty air around them. Try a low pass filter somewhere around 500 Hz to 2 kHz, a little reverb, with a decay of around 2.5 to 5 seconds, and maybe just enough bit reduction to rough the texture up. The goal is mood, not obvious effect. Next, we need a breakbeat source. You can use a classic break sample, which is the fastest route to the right feel. Or you can build your own pattern in drum rack with kick, snare, rimshot, hats, and a few ghost hits. If you want the most authentic old-school result, a real break sample is usually the better choice. Drag the break into an audio track called Break. If needed, warp it in beats mode so it keeps its punch. In the warp controls, preserve around a 16th or an 8th depending on the source, and make sure the transients are still snapping. If the break loses energy, it won't feel like jungle for long. Now for the swing. This is where the groove gets its identity. Old school jungle is never perfectly rigid. It pulls forward and drifts back just enough to feel alive. You can do this in two ways. First, use the groove pool. Pick a swing groove or extract one from a funk break, then apply it to the clip. Start around 55 to 65% timing, with a little bit of random and velocity variation. Second, if you want more control, nudge the micro timing manually. Let the ghost notes sit a little late. Keep the main snare strong and maybe delay some hats just a touch. The trick is to keep the backbone tight while letting the details feel loose. That tension between tight and lazy is a huge part of the jungle feel. If everything is too perfect, it turns robotic. If everything is too loose, it loses drive. You want that sweet spot where the break feels like it's dancing. Now shape the break with a practical processing chain. A good starting point is EQ8. Drum bus, saturator, maybe a little compression, and then auto filter for movement. High pass the sub rumble around 30 to 40 Hz. If the break feels muddy, cut a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more snap, add a tiny boost around 5 to 8 kHz. Then use drum bus lightly. A little drive goes a long way. Keep the boom under control, and don't overdo crunch. After that, saturator with soft clipping can add density, and glue compressor can hold it together without flattening the swing. Be gentle here. If you overcompress the break, the groove starts dying fast. Now comes the core move. Resample it. Create a new audio track called Break Resample, and set its input to resampling, or directly from the break track if you only want that source. Arm the track and record a 4-bar or 8-bar loop of the groove. This is the moment where the intro stops being just a programmed idea and starts becoming something you can really sculpt. Once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, filter it, and treat it like an actual record or live set capture. Take that resampled audio and start editing it like a jungle DJ would. Slice it into phrases, half bars, individual snare hits, or fill moments. You can keep it as audio and use warp markers, or you can slice it to a new MIDI track and trigger it with a drum rack or simpler. The goal is to create a DJ-style intro build, not just replay the same loop. A strong old-school intro often starts sparingly. Maybe you begin with just ambience and a few high-frequency break tops. Then you bring in ghost notes, then a fuller bar, then a chopped fill, then a little snare pickup that leads the listener forward. Think of it like teasing the drop without fully revealing it. That almost drop energy is crucial. The intro should feel like it's about to go somewhere huge, but not arrive too early, because the resampled audio can feel a little too fixed, and a bit of phrase level swing back in. You can shift a snare a few milliseconds late, leave a fill slightly behind the grid, or offset a ghost hit so it breathes. Don't be afraid of a little instability. Old school jungle often sounds better when it feels slightly handmade. That imperfect edge is part of the charm. Now arrange the intro into a proper 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4 can be ambience only, with crackle, pad, maybe a distant reverb tail or a siren texture. Bars 5 to 8 can introduce high-passed break tops, with swing and maybe a small effects hit or reverse cymbal. Bars 9 to 12 can bring in the fuller break and your chopped resampled motion. Then bars 13 to 16 should build tension with filter opening, a snare fill or tom roll, and a final pickup into the drop. Leave a little space in there too. A DJ intro needs room to mix. If it's too crowded, it might sound exciting on its own, but it becomes less useful in a set. You want it to work in context, not just in solo. For bass, keep it subtle. Don't bring in the full bass line yet. Instead, add a hint, a short sub note, a tiny restab, or a filtered bass punctuation every couple of bars can be enough. Use EQ8, auto filter, saturator, and utility to keep it controlled and mono. This is just a tease. We're suggesting the weight of the track, not showing all of it yet. After that, group everything into an intro bus. On the bus, use glue compressor, a little EQ, and maybe a touch of saturator to help the layers feel like one finished intro. If needed, add a limiter just for safety. The bus processing should glue the whole thing together without making it feel squashed. Then automate the movement points. This is where the intro really comes alive. Automate filter cutoff, reverb dry slash wet, delay sends, track volume, and maybe saturator drive if you want a bit more intensity later in the intro. A good arc is to start narrow and dark, then gradually open things up over the bars. By the time you get near the drop, the spectrum should feel wider, the drums should feel more exposed, and the energy should be peaking without fully exploding yet. A couple of coach notes here. Commit early, but not blindly. Once the break feels good, print it. Resampling works best when you stop endlessly tweaking the source and start shaping the audio with intention. Also, they can call and response. Jungle intros are often about one element answering another. A snare reply, a reverse tail, a short bass hit, then space again. Leave gaps on purpose. The space is part of the rhythm. Watch the low mids too, because old school drums can get boxy fast around 200 to 500 Hz. If your intro feels cloudy, trim there before you keep adding more processing. And make the swing audible in the tails, not just the hits. Delays and reverbs should feel like they're moving with the groove, not sitting stiffly on top of it. If you want a darker variation, try bandpass filtering the ambience or the break tops for a haunted tunnel kind of vibe. You can also resample through your effect returns, printing delay throws and reverb tails so you get smeared, organic transition material. That can sound way more like a real DJ edit than a clean plugin chain. Another great variation is the halftime fakeout. For the last two bars before the drop, strip the break back so it hints at a slower pulse. Let the reverb widen, add a reverse swell, maybe reduce the drum movement. Then snap it back into full speed energy right before the drop. That contrast can make the drop feel much harder. You can also do a two-pass resample. Print a clean groove first, then run that recording through another effect chain and print it again. The second generation often sounds more finished, more record-like, and a little more like an actual played-back edit. If you want to practice this in a focused way, try building an 8-bar intro using just one break, one ambience layer, one bass hint, and resampling. Keep it under 5 sounds total. If it still feels big, you're on the right track. That's a really good sign that the arrangement and groove are doing the heavy lifting, not just the number of layers. So to recap, you've built an old-school DNB DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 by creating a swingy breakbeat groove, processing it with stock devices, resampling it into audio, chopping it like a sampler, and arranging it into a tension-building intro that leaves space for the drop. The key devices are EQ8, auto filter, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, reverb, redux, utility, and either simpler, sampler, or drum rack for the chop-enter-trigger approach. The big mindset here is simple. Think like a producer, but also like a selector. A great jungle intro is not just a loop. It's a statement of intent. It tells the listener where the track is going, builds tension, and makes the drop feel earned. That's the magic.